In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us every Friday morning for All Over the Map, which is a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. And this week, a group of grad students at the University of Washington has created an online map highlighting the history of racism and resistance on the campus. Here's Felix.
Hey, morning, Dave. Yeah, this map's called A People's Landscape, Racism and Resistance at the UW. We'll have a link at My Northwest. Now, one of the grad students who put it together is named Oya Oktosh. She told me that the impetus for creating the map was a group of undergrad students who wanted a graphic way to learn the history of negative or questionable things on campus. This could be, you know, controversial statues or the former sites of those racist exhibits that were at the 1909 World's Fair, the Alaska-Yukon Pacific Exposition that was held there. Now, Oya Oktosh, who's working on her PhD in history, says that an inventory of these challenging things ended up being only part of what the map ultimately included.
As we started working on it, we realized that not only were there racist figures, but even more importantly, there was a long history of students becoming really engaged and advocating for change and creating a campus that was more representative of them and more welcoming to students like them.
So rather than just a list of grievances or bad things, it's a mix of things, which means along with that George Washington statue that's become something of a lightning rod, and Stevens Way, named for our former territorial governor and Native American treaty negotiator Isaac Stevens, there's things like Gerberding Hall, where the Black Student Union occupied the president's office in May 68 and secured support for students of color, Red Square, where numerous protests have taken place in support of civil rights or against the Vietnam War, and some lesser-known things like the original location of something called the D Center. That's a cultural center for disabled and deaf students that opened in Mary Gates Hall in 2013. And there's even a recent monument that was dedicated in the late 90s to UW students who fought in the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s. So there's all kinds of things on this map that, you know, you wouldn't know about unless you actually just, you know, you wouldn't just stumble across these things walking around campus because there aren't even necessarily plaques of these things. Now, this map definitely has a point of view. Oya Oktosh told me it's not agnostic. You know, it's not like they're saying these things are neutral. They have an opinion. But the hope is that the map is used as a resource for students who want to advocate for specific change on campus. And we'll have a link to it at My Northwest.
All right. So you can, like, put it on your cell phone and just sort of take your own guided walking tour of the campus?
Yeah, it does work on a phone. It works on a laptop or it works on a phone. You can sort of see, like, you know, what these different places mean, who they're named after, and if something, you know, sort of the people think bad happened here or if there's something that these people think good happened here. So it's a real mix.
Felix joins us every Wednesday and Friday. All his features on MyNorthwest.com. Have a good weekend, Felix.
You too. Thanks, Dave.